So, I wanted to record this as soon as possible. I'm still a little groggy from the sleep. This morning I woke up from a very intense dream of escaping what definitely was the Matrix and individuals inside of it who were pretending to be friends. And they had a lot of things in there that were sedating us. Like alcohol, drugs, cigarettes. They had stockpiles of this stuff and they kept inserting it. And the people, apparently in this dream, I had no identification tag. And the people had some type of identification tag, and that's what actually allowed them to use the phone, which I thought was weird. But I got the whole point. It's like, because we're so disconnected from our family and our friends and things like this, it disconnects us from our emotions. So when we get them on the phone and just talk to them, we feel like we've had a bond with them. But in all actuality, we're missing the most important points of their lives as we're all getting older. And the other main thing, some type of dog, was the keeper of this world, meaning it was like the guardian, and anyone trying to escape the world was run down by this dog. This dog was very fast, and the main thing that I noticed was the lack of emotion and senses that were within the people that were located in the world, because it was really something of a very hardcore experiment. The whoever the controllers are have no emotion, and the people were also put in trying to put the people in the state, or not trying but had accomplished putting people in the state of no emotion. And then I ran into this lady there, and this is when I got the heaviest sensation. First, I realized that if you go to sleep with absolutely no food on your stomach at all, your dreams will always be a lot more clear. I know they tell you that time and time again, but serious, if your stomach is completely empty like mine was, I was a little sick to the stomach last night, so I actually threw up, and then I just went to the bed, and these dreams began to occur. And the lady that I met there, I remember having one moment, and I said, hey, why don't we run away? Why don't we find what is controlling the Matrix? Why don't we do like the ancient people did and discover what was really ruling the world and try to do that? And I felt in my heart so much the intensity to want to do this. I can't even really explain. It's more like an emotion, but it's when you know that in life you're not pursuing life for its true purpose, or as they say, the meaning of life. Some people go in search of the meaning of life in the wrong direction. And the true meaning of life is to figure out who's got us here. Why are we here? We want to leave. And we want to leave now, or else we just don't want to have anything to do with life. And this type of behavior from a large mass of people is what it takes really to break the Matrix, or at least this type of behavior from a group of individuals who are very serious about getting to the bottom of things or to the top of things. And so I felt that, and then I was separated from this lady for going back to my quarters before I made the run to try to escape. And I can't even explain it, because it's more I'm feeling. But when I got up this morning, as I say, I'm able to see the grid with my eyes. Something happened with my eyes about 2 years ago after a transformation, where when I opened them after keeping them closed for a long time, I can actually see the grid. And so 2 years ago, I believe about 2 years ago, when I first started seeing the grid, it was hexagonal. Now the grid itself is comprised of perfect squares. But this morning when I woke up, I saw spots. That's the only way I can explain. I just saw spots as if I was being monitored. And, you know, here's how I am about things. There's no fear here. But I'm not a dummy. I'm a very highly intelligent individual. I have been all my life, and that's what I believe has led me so far. And I'm still waiting for someone to show up. I've only met one person in my life and that knew way more than I did. And when I was talking to that person, and they didn't even want to talk. They were an older gentleman who always drove around in a bulletproof Mercedes. And he told me a couple things. He said, one, he said, what do you know about the Mayans? And I said, I think they're extinct. And he said, that's what's been placed in your minds. The Mayans are not extinct. They're working with NASA out in New Mexico. And then he said he had been up in a mineralized cloud where 3 days seemed like 3 years. And he said, you're a computer programmer, right? I'm a computer engineer. And he said, yeah. I said, yeah. So he said, you know about the basic languages, Fortran, COBOL, BASIC. And I said, yeah. He said, well, what happens is they have a new program coming out, and it's based on the Mayan language. And when they embed this program into the computer, meaning when they write the computer's program with this language, it's going to give intelligence to the computer. It's going to allow the computer to think. And he said, then when the new Matrix comes, no one will even realize they're in it. It'll be just like they switched them into another dream. And I feel that happening. I feel that happening to the world, because even when I go out and try to find companionship, or there's no one, everyone's just under the program. And it's easy to see the program. Like when you log into MySpace and you can browse friends and you look at the people there, you see everyone that's within a five or six different prototypes. So I wanted to get this out onto the waves. I'm definitely going to find out a way to do something about all this. And if anyone's out there that knows about what's going on, and I know it's kind of like a weird question, but because if anyone really knows what's going on, they've already escaped the Matrix. But those that are really close, that can put pieces together to this puzzle, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Last but not least, I will say I thought that man was crazy. It was about, I would say, six years ago or something like this. I thought he was crazy. The level of information was way too high for me. And the only reason why he spoke, because he was agitated about me talking in the barber chair about things that I really didn't understand or know about. I was just ranting and raving in conspiracy theory. And him just being there and sharing that moment with me lets me know that there are some people out there that know. He extended his hand. He said, hey, why don't you just come over to my house and I'll tell you some more things. Maybe we'll sit down. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, but because I had a nice car and a nice girlfriend and a nice employment and nice all this stuff and caught up in my own little world, I let that opportunity pass by. So here's the opportunity coming out to you. Don't let it pass by.